Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Hello. Oh, I'm so excited to be with you today. We are going to embrace the topic of emotions. Oh, emotions is one of the things, one of these experiences of being human that I love to explore for myself and with my clients. So if we've never met, my name is Claudia Sam, and I'm your soul connection coach. I support driven, ambitious happiness seekers who might feel a little stuck with where they're at in life, who feel like they're not the happiest they can be, and they know deep down that they're here for a bigger reason. So I created the Tune In Method, and I support them to live life in fulfillment, in alignment with what they're here to be and do, who they're here to be and what they're here to do. And in today's episode of the Be Happy Now show, I really felt called to sharing with you 5 steps to being emotional in a safe and sane way. Let me start by asking you this. Have you ever felt afraid to feel? Does it happen when sometimes you explode of anger or frustration in places that you don't really feel safe, but it just happens? Does it feel like, oh my gosh, I'm avoiding or I'm pushing down these emotions because what if they hit me like a big wave? What if I can't handle them? How does that sound for you? Do you resonate with these? Oh, I'm bringing this topic up because a lot of my clients will resist feeling until they feel safe, until they know that feeling is good, until they are sure that they are in space and in a container that makes them feel worthy, regardless of what the emotion is. I remember at times being so triggered by what my coworkers would say at work. And then there I would be in a meeting, so frustrated that I would explode in tears, but I was unable to communicate it properly. So I just felt like, you know, I was judged. I was afraid to just be pushed aside and labeled as this emotional woman who always cries. Did that ever happen to you where you're in at work or with family members whom you don't feel so welcomed with, or it feels like you're in this masculine space where you're only allowed to talk about what's on the to-do list and you're only allowed to show up as what they want you to show up as, which might make you feel like, well, that feminine flowy part of you isn't really welcomed. Well, here you are safe. You get to be supported. Snuggle up while you listen to this, if this is available to you, and take out a notebook or allow yourself to feel into the 5 steps that I'm going to share with you today so that you can welcome emotions on a daily basis without fearing that they will hit you like a big wave. You will learn how to go from pushing down emotions and exploding in those places where you don't feel safe to being able to release emotions without fear. Oof, these 5 steps that I'm going to share with you, they're going to help you to have confidence that you have what it takes to quote unquote handle those emotions so that you don't end up sick or stuck or immersed in stagnant energy. Because this is what happens when emotions get bottled up, when they get lodged into the body. They develop into sickness. They develop into illness, a blockage. It's stuck energy. And with the 5 steps that I'm going to share with you today, you'll be able to notice when this stuck and stagnant energy is occurring so that using the breath using those powerful soul connection coaching questions that I'll ask you, using the my tune in method, you'll be able to allow the stagnant energy to then flow, to then shift, so that feeling emotions doesn't feel so daunting. Yeah. And then I will also share with you ways that you can practice being with your emotions and make it a habit, taking baby steps. I'll share with you how you can join my Soul Connector Circle using a 50% off of your enrollment because you're listening to the Be Happy Now show. So I'll give you the code at the end. It's also in the show notes if you are curious. One of the things that I want to say is that emotions are okay. And maybe you've been brought up in a way that has you believing that emotions are scary, or that it makes us weak to feel emotions, and that to be a good person or to not be, well, weak or bad, or to show this side of you, you need to refrain. You need to not feel, you need to kind of put up a face. Well, this is where we get to demystify this, or rather we get to untangle and change the narrative, because being emotional is part of being human. Being emotional is part of being human. And the way I coach my clients is on the five layers of the self, which you might've heard me talk about before. And the third layer of the self is this emotional layer, the part where you get to access the deep feeling of what does it mean, the thought that I'm having, the physical sensation I'm having, the situation I'm triggered by, what's the experience like within? What's the emotion there? So there are primary and secondary emotions. And this is where you'll get to learn what layer of emotions have you been living emotions at? So for example, when we talk about anger, irritability, depression, anxiety, frustration, fear, these are secondary emotions. Hate is also part of it. Secondary emotions, it means that there is an underlying primary emotion that's waiting to be seen, waiting to be heard, waiting to be acknowledged. And the more we go through life on the level of secondary emotions, being angry, frustrated, hurt, with hate, with irritability, with a really strong depression, these secondary emotions, what they do is that they keep pushing these primary emotions down, and they make it even harder for us to really understand what's going on. I'm going to give you a few examples as we go through. And right now, what I want to invite you to feel into, we're going to take a few breaths together, is that I want you to feel into what is an emotion that you are feeling right now, or an emotion that you've been feeling a lot of lately. There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. There's no one right way to do this exercise or to be with yourself right now. This is just us helping the navigation of being safe and sane with emotions, feeling like this is okay. Wherever you are, close your eyes if it's available to you and safe. And relax your body and take a big breath in and a long breath out. Keep breathing in and out through the nose. And with each exhale, allow your body to relax, to settle in to the present moment. Maybe there are thoughts, the inner chatter might be very chatty. If that's the case, just be aware, because that's okay. And allow yourself to relax the jaw, relax the tongue at the bottom of the mouth. And like if the eyes were in an elevator, lower the awareness down behind the heart and feel the heart beating. Be in this moment and notice how you are feeling. and allow the heart to speak what is or has been the emotion that I've been feeling the most lately. What is the emotion that I have been feeling the most lately? Take a deep breath in. Open the mouth, exhale. Beautiful. Come back to me. When we drop into the heart, we allow the head to kind of take a pause, to go sit on the bench, and we let the heart speak. We let the intuition speak. Because when we talk about emotions, there's no logic. Doesn't make sense. It just is. It's just an experience of life. Being emotional is part of being human. So if we take the emotion that you're feeling right now, let's say that you are frustrated. The step one to feeling safe and sane when it comes to being emotional, the first step is give yourself the permission to be in the story, to be in that primary emotion that you're feeling, the frustration. Know that it can last as long as you want because you're at choice. Okay, give yourself permission to be frustrated. Maybe it's about journaling. You know, if you're listening to the recording of this, maybe you want to pause and just start to journal about being the why of the frustration. And often, and this is the question I'm going to ask in this first step, what's the trigger? What's the trigger of this frustration, for example? What's the trigger of the frustration? I have a client who has been dealing with chronic pain for a really, really long time. And she's working on herself and making her life better and being more aware, allowing herself to be in the present moment. And she's doing logically all the right things. This is her words. And she also feels really frustrated because she feels like nothing is working, because part of being human and living in the society we live in is that we want immediate results. We think that by working on ourselves and being aware and using my tune-in method, that it actually gives us results instantly. And it does, but it's so subtle. And yet it also takes time because we have years of processing of this trigger, of not allowing ourselves to be in the story, to be the frustration. And instead, maybe in the past, you would have pushed down the frustration and be like, no, I don't want to feel the frustration. Go away, frustration. Well, because there's been avoiding, it just makes the progress a little bit slower, but that's okay. So right now, give yourself permission to be with the emotion and answer this. What's the trigger? So for this client specifically, the frustration is because she feels like nothing is working. She feels like she's still at the same place and she doesn't see immediate results. That's the trigger. That's what's happening. Step two to being emotional in a sane and safe way is to ask yourself, what's the real emotion about the trigger? Like, how do you truly feel? This is where we access the primary emotions. That's where we access the underlying part of the emotion that wants to be seen, that wants to be heard, that wants to be acknowledged. So underneath the frustration, maybe there's a feeling of defeat. Maybe there's a feeling of, well, not being good enough, because it might feel like there is a lot of self-criticism of thinking that we're not doing the right thing, that we're not doing it fast enough, that we're not having the right tools. So we might feel like we're a failure. We might feel like we're not good enough. We might feel like we're lost. What's the real emotion about the trigger? How do you truly feel? In other words, what does it mean about you? What does the frustration, what's the trigger mean about you? Yeah, that's where we access the primary emotion. Primary emotions can be things like, oh, I'm feeling judged. I'm feeling pushed aside. I'm feeling let down. I'm feeling, I'm grieving. I'm feeling forgotten, unimportant, not valued. I'm not feeling loved, not feeling important. I'm not feeling enough. Those are types of primary emotions. Let's take a collective breath together here just to take this in. Exhale everything. Inhale through the nose, inflate the belly, the chest. Exhale, open the mouth, sigh. Beautiful. When we are expanding in this opportunity to be with emotions, it allows us to step into the energy of flow, to invite the energy of allowing emotions to come forth instead of holding up a wall and letting the stagnant energy build up in the body, and which can create pressure in the head. It can create stomach ache. It can create the having a cold. It can create having chronic pain. It can create anything, because stagnant energy is like a rock physically. Yeah. And it creates pain. So you're here because, and by being here, this will help you to flow, allow the flow of energy in your body. The third step to being emotional in a way that feels safe and that makes you feel sane is to notice where in your body you feel this primary emotion. So if you're feeling like you're a failure, like you're a defeat, let's take just a moment right now. Close your eyes if that's available for you. And be with the energy and the emotion of defeat, of failure. Maybe it's being unimportant. Maybe it's being unloved. Maybe it's being pushed aside. Whatever the primary emotion that you got, that the way that you truly feel, where in your body are you with it? The emotion is speaking to you through your body, and you get to choose whether you listened to it or not. So right now, this is your opportunity to be with it. Breathe. For me, it sometimes will show up as like my a tightness in the jaw. For some people, it can show up as a lower back pain or like a dagger in the heart or feeling of like being sick, or maybe there's pressure on the shoulders. Notice how this primary emotion is feeling in your body. Notice how it's feeling in your body. Yeah. You really get to be with, and now notice how you want to respond. Notice if you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to feel this. This is so uncomfortable. Yes. And it is going to get better by choosing to be in this energy, by choosing to be with the primary emotions and noticing how it shows up in the body. This is an act of love. So be right here. So for me right now, I'm going to do this with you. I feel it at my jaw. And we don't need to go into the why that we feel this way, because we did it at step one. We gave ourselves permission to be in the story. Now we're going a layer deeper of how that feels and where it shows up in the body. To do this, focus on your out breath. So you're keeping your mind busy by focusing on one thing, which is the breath. And you're allowing a little percentage of your awareness to be aware of the feeling in the body. Keep focusing on your exhale and notice that one part of the body that feels more tense or pressured or different. And notice how it shifts as you focus on the exhale. You're witnessing the sensation in your body. There's nothing else for you to do than to be right here, right now. Take another deep breath in and out. This is you allowing the energy to move in the body. And to breathe in this way allows that primary emotion to be heard, to be seen, to be listened to be acknowledged. It's like a little kid that tugs on your arm and says, I need you. I want your attention. Please. I want to do this. I want to. Nah, 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 nah. Imagine that your emotion does the same thing to your body. It's tugging. It's wanting your attention. And by breathing with it and being with it, this is an act of love. You are just being kind to yourself. This is self-care. This is self-care. So once you take an emotion that you feel, you step one, notice what's the trigger and give yourself permission to be in the story, to be in this primary emotion as long as you want it to last. You're at choice. Step two is to notice what's the real emotion here. What's the underlying primary emotion that can indicate to you how you truly feel? The third step is to notice in your body where you feel this primary emotion and to be with it by breathing, giving it space, holding it like something that is so divine and that requires love and that needs and must be nurtured, something that's so important in your life. Mm-hmm. Step number four to feeling like emotions is something safe and sane that you get to be with is to choose whether or not you are ready to make a shift or want to make a shift or not and stay in this emotion. Because again, you're at choice. So you get to choose, okay, I'm feeling this way. Now, do I want to feel differently? Because you felt it. So it's not about avoiding it because you've allowed the space to be with it. Okay. So how do you want to feel instead? You can choose to stay in this emotion or you can choose that you want to feel differently. How do you want to feel instead? Step number five will be to take aligned action. In other words, set boundaries, make decisions that will allow you to feel that way. So if you feel frustrated, it makes you feel like a defeat and you're feeling it in your jaw and in your head and you get recurring headaches because you're criticizing yourself. Maybe you want to feel more at ease and at peace within your body. And perhaps the first decision you get to make is that you go walk outside around your house. Maybe you set a boundary to say no to your family who wants a lot of attention from you and you start sharing and communicating with them what feels good for you and what you are able to give, because you get to receive equally as you give. And maybe you get to receive even more than you give, because right now you are healing. Right now you are being with your emotions, and that is part of being human. And that is such a brave thing to do. It's such a brave thing to do. You are so brave and you are so deeply loved. So by being here, this is an action also that you are taking to feel the way you want to feel. And sometimes it's about embodying more shadow work and tuning in more. Maybe that is a decision you make to feel the way you want to feel. Because perhaps to feel more at ease and at peace within your body, you get to hire a coach like me, who can help you to be in the presence of the experience without judging it, without thinking you need to change it, without thinking that you are wrong or bad. And a coach like me can help remind you that the work that you've done up until now is and gets to be celebrated. And even if we don't see immediate results, then we get to make a choice. Ooh, what kind of beliefs or thoughts do I get to change? What thoughts or beliefs do I get to choose now so that I see those immediate results that are there and am open for the long game, the long-term results too? Wow, how powerful that you got to be in the space right now. And, you know, being emotional is part of being human, and it's also a portal to having an experience of life that is rich, that is nourishing, that allows us to feel fulfilled, attract relationships that are in alignment, manifest opportunities and possibilities in our lives that are aligned with our soul, with what we really are here to do and be. Because by being with our emotions, by nourishing and being in a safe space around our emotions, we allow ourselves to feel free and to take and make decisions that feel just so easy and peaceful. And by being with our emotions, we access these deeper layers of who we are. We get to know ourselves better. We get to be our own best friend. We get to validate our own worth. And once we access that, we create ripple effects out into the world. This is how we get to change the world, by tuning in, by flexing our soul connection muscle and being our own inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. And if this interests you, if you want more of this, if you want to allow for the practice of being with your emotions to be a habit, taking baby steps, then I invite you to join me in my Soul Connector Circle. And when you hear about SCC through the Be Happy Now show, you get 50% off of your first month in our membership, which is a pay-as-you-go. Use the code RADIO50. So go to soulconnectorcircle.com, hop into our community, use your 50% off of the first month. It's $99 a month. So you would get it for $49.50 your first month. Woohoo! And you get to be supported to stay on track with daily pocket coaching. And it's really like having me in your pocket. So soulconnectorcircle.com for more inspiration, tuning in, reminders of your worthiness, and allowing you to receive emotions safely so that you can flow through life in an easy and peaceful way. Thank you so much for your bravery, for being here with yourself. I celebrate you, and I'd love to hear from you. If you haven't yet rated the Be Happy Now show, please do so. I will be so happy to read your comments and to get to know you. I hope to see you again soon. Thank you. Bye. You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at claudiasamcoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.